Starting evidence. Wrong type of leaf. In the coldest month of 1933, somewhere near the Austrian border, passengers aboard a transcontinental train were about to experience something that would change their lives forever. And one passenger would not experience life again at all. Our tragic victim, John Doe. The Simpleton Orient Express had experienced mechanical issues since its departure from Paris. Banging and clanging noises came from the reluctant engine. Steam hissed from every orifice, and lost in it all, a gunshot that rang out at 15 minutes past five. The body might have gone undiscovered had the train not run into the wrong type of foliage on the track. At least, that's the excuse the driver gave for pulling up that night. At a quarter to six, the Simpleton Orient Express put on its brakes and came to a halt. 15 minutes later, a shrieking train guard, Alfred Prufrock, announced there had been a murder.
"There's been a murder!"
he cried. According to Alfred, there had been a struggle in the victim's cabin, as a light shade had shattered into deadly shards. And although John Doe succumbed to a single gunshot wound, he'd scrawled a note before dying. So what was on that note, you ask? Something that surely all the guests, nay, suspects, were about to find out as their own story unfolded.